I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. Welcome, Catherine Bertine. Catherine is the CEO and founder of the Homestretch Foundation. She's also a professional cyclist, professional triathlete, former ice skater, and a Tucson resident. Catherine, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Homestretch Foundation?
The Homestretch Foundation is this wonderful concept that we've launched here in Tucson, which provides free housing to female professional athletes who struggle with the gender pay gap. A lot of times, especially in cycling, men have a base salary at the World Tour level, and the women do not have a base salary, and they're struggling just to get by because their contracts don't cover the most necessary living expenses. So we help out with that, but we don't want to be a band-aid to the problem. We want to fix the problem. So behind the scenes, we lobby for change, and we are actually affecting that change. In 2020, there will be a base salary introduced for women at the professional level of cycling.
You entered the sport of cycling as a professional athlete. How?
I'm a New York native, but I came out to Tucson for grad school and immediately fell in love with everything in Tucson.
As one does.
I'm still here. You know, grad school was supposed to be 2 years and I've been here 20 years. I was an athlete in many sports growing up, primarily skating and also rowing. But when I got to Tucson, there was neither ice nor water. And a friend said, hey, get a bike. Cycling's popular out there and it's a good sport. You know, you're strong. It might be something that you're suited toward. And I said, okay. And I bought a bike and I got into triathlon first, and then that segued into road cycling in about 2007. That's when I decided to kind of go all in to see if potentially I could get to that level of being a professional athlete. And in 2012, that's what happened. I got my first contract to race professionally. I was 37 years old at the time of that contract, and that was almost unheard of because there was still this antiquated rule in pro cycling where women's pro teams had to average under the age of 28. I know, we're shaking our heads here. Luckily, that rule was eventually changed, but again, because we had to push and lobby for change.
Tell us a little bit more about why you stay in Tucson and how you connect people to cycling in Tucson.
I stay here because I feel a true sense of community. And for me, most of the people that I know are in the cycling community. But what's great about this sport is that I look at the people in my life, from doctors and dentists and lawyers and, you know, anybody that you need in your own life. All these people that I know in Tucson, they all happen to be cyclists, mm-hmm. because we share that communal spirit, right? So that's kept me here. And the other part, the logistic part of why we based Homestretch here in Tucson, is because of the training grounds that the pro cyclists flock to Tucson for that 6 month stretch between, you know, November and May. This is where they're training and or basing themselves out of for their race season. And it's remarkable that we have, you know, everything from Mount Lemmon to the Loop is fantastic. There's really no other place like Tucson if you're a pro cyclist in the United States. I really couldn't do something like this without that support that I feel from our city and from our communities. And that's what keeps me here. So thank you, Tucson. Homestretch Foundation is your foundation, not mine. It's ours.